There is the hooter. It's all over. And Donegal win in Armagh. It's finished 120 to 19 points. The host missing several goal opportunities. Connolly from the penalty spot had it saved by Mulroney. Mulroney pulled off a couple of top drawer saves from Connolly, particularly in that second half. And that really was part of Donegal's winning of this game. Conor O'Donnell got the goal, of course, for Donegal in the second half. It came on the 46th minute. We've had a really, really good game of football here. It's been an entertaining afternoon, but it's a massive 2 points again for Jim McGuinness's side. They were very, very good today, and they were able to, I suppose, suck up and able to rally and bed down that Armagh attack when it was coming in waves at times, Brendan.
It certainly was, yeah, and it was a titanic struggle, as you expect, between these two teams. Always intriguing what goes on. Today, football was the winner. What a fantastic game of football. You know, you're in the middle of February, the ground isn't great, both teams going full throttle at it. Armagh will be left with regrets, so they will, after this game. They kicked 9 second-half wides. Oisin dropped one into the keeper's hands and had two goal brilliant saves from Gavin Mulroney. So they did have the opportunity to push on and win it. So, as I say, they will have regrets. From a Donegal point of view, brilliant dogged performance. To dog out a win there in them conditions today, up in Armagh's home. So it was absolutely fantastic. The key score of the game, I suppose you'd have to say, would be Conor O'Donnell's goal. And what a finish that was. We got one goal chance today and availed of it. Armagh had three and didn't take any of them. And ultimately, that was the difference in the end, Oisin.
Yeah, and Gavin Mulroney, remember, kicked two 2-pointers as well, along with those saves. He had a very, very important role here today.
Huge role here today, you know, along with the two saves, kicking the two big frees. And they were by no means easy frees, so they were well out, and he did really, really well in them. Jason McGee, for me, in the middle of the park, ably supported too by Hugh McFadden, yeah, who had another massive game. You know you're getting 100% from Hughie every time he goes out in the field. But Jason kicking 4 points, but not only that, the ball he won when Donegal were under pressure at stages in the second half, I think he plucked 4 balls out of the air in the second half that gave Donegal crucial possession, allowed them to play in the front foot. So, you know, he was absolutely superb. Defensively, we were caught open a couple of times, so we conceded maybe too many chances, but you have to say that Donegal would be really, really happy to take the 2 points here in the box at Athletic Grounds in Armagh, because they were made to rock really hard. That's the toughest test that they faced in the National League so far, Oisin.
I know we do it every game. We always end up talking about Finbar Rorty, but there was two, if not three, unbelievable one-handed timely tackles in there from the Niamh Connell man today as well.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. You know, I've said it last week, Oisin, he's the best tackler in the game. He just gets contact on the ball. He plays the ball, turns it over. He's been absolutely huge for Donegal, because it's normally in situations where you think the opposition are really bearing down on goals. Finbar gets something on it, and he just plays with maturity beyond his age. For a 20-year-old player, playing at the level, we saw him play it last year consistently. He's brought the same level again through the National League this year, and it's been absolutely brilliant. And you reference, you know, a couple of them turnovers were huge, and you can see that as much as a score, it lifts the crowd, so it does when they see a turnover like that.
Okay, I see Michael McMullen, who's on duty for Highland Radio in reaction already, talking to Gavin Mulroney. We'll have his thoughts on, indeed, the thoughts of Jim McGuinness, and hopefully one or two others. We'll try and get a tee before we go off air at 6. If not, it will be available on our website, highlandradio.com. Just a couple of other players of note. Brendan McCall, 100 appearances. He played his part in keeping out the penalty as well, because there was a second save in there, and that was from him. When you always get to the ton mark, when you've put in your appearances for Donegal, you really, really are an exceptional player when you're able to exceed that. Another huge shift today here by Brendan McCall. Times he had his hands full, but he worked it very, very well.
Yeah, in the last line there, you mentioned he had his hand full. Oisin O'Neill played really well for Armagh, but Brendan stuck to the task and kept going at it the whole day. And, you know, 100 caps is phenomenal, so it is. And he's an all-star. He's the all-star fullback for a reason. He's the best fullback in the country. He really is. And he goes out every week, you know, delivers a top performance. He's got pace. When you see fullback with the pace that he has and the control that he has, absolutely brilliant to Brendan. Congratulations on making 100 appearances for Donegal. Yeah,
very well done. Hopefully we'll hear from Brendan McCall, who has made his 100th appearance today. Fingers crossed we'll get a word with him. Super stuff indeed. Congratulations. Well done to him. But overall, now, Donegal, 4 from 4, Brendan, in this league campaign. Top of the pile in Division 1. Jim McGuinness has said over the last couple of weeks that he's going to try and give other players a go here. We were expecting maybe with six on the board it might happen today. That didn't happen, but maybe next week and in the coming weeks we may see a few changes coming to the starting 15 over the, because having 8 points out of four games is a fantastic return so early in the season here, so early in the league.
It is, yeah, but like, you know, we have seen a lot of players, you know, blooded throughout the league. We've seen the likes of Conor McCahill, Shane Malone, Thurlough Carr get regular game time over the four games, Oisín, so he is using his squad. So he is Donal McGillibrae that got in, that's a couple of days in a row that he got in, so Donegal are using them, and we have players to come back to, you know, you mentioned them, Sean Patton, Michael Murphy, Darrow Boyle, Keelan McColgan, Kieran Galler, players to come back, so we have into the squad to Donegal with three games remaining. They're home to Galway and Ballyshannon next weekend, then they're looking at two away games against Roscommon and Monaghan, so they're in a brilliant position. To win your first four games in the National League is fantastic, and they're probably playing the best football in the country at the moment, so they are.
Yeah. And we'll just mention Armagh, another defeat for them. That's their third in four games. They're in a real relegation fight, so they are. It seems to be Monaghan are on the way down after today's hammering at the hands of Mayo. But who's going to join them? It's going to come down to this game between Dublin and Armagh, so it is. Are Armagh good enough to beat the Dubs at the minute, the way things are?
Based on today's performance, definitely, and what I witnessed last night from the Dubs, 100% Armagh good enough to beat the Dubs, but they've two other tough games, so they've Galway and Kerry too, so Galway, Kerry and Dublin, it's not going to be too easy to pick up points. But to answer your question, based on the performances I've seen this weekend, Armagh would be better than Dublin at this particular moment in time.
Okay, Donegal may face Armagh in the championship in the semi-final, so they may if Donegal get over Down and if Armagh get over Tyrone, by the way, have a lot of work to do. They were beating Louth until the day, and now they're going to be missing Dara Canavan as well. But aside from that, when it comes championship, what was seen between these two sides and the spectacle they give us today, if they are to meet again come the championship, we're going to be set for another cracker.
Oh, absolutely, and they always deliver. These two teams always deliver, Oisín. I think that's the biggest margin of victory that either team has had over each other over the last number of years, and that game was right down to the wire with Armagh pushing right to the end, penalty with 2 minutes to go that would have brought them right back into it, only a point down. But they are certainly, you know, in a good ace, Armagh. I have to remember, they're All-Ireland champions 2 years ago. You look at the players that they lost, Stephen Campbell, Niall Grimley, Rian O'Neill, players of that calibre, very hard to replace. So to be able to put in that performance without the likes of them types of players is fantastic from an Armagh point of view. But I will mention, you know, they were very wasteful in the second half, to kick 9 wides in the second half. Ultimately was their downfall, and miss a penalty and another one-on-one goal chance.
But this test will stand at Donegal just finally, no doubt.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So they'll take great pride out of coming up here and overturning Armagh, so they will, because they were asked a lot of questions out there and they delivered the answers all over the field. So they did again. Donegal are in a good place, and you have to like what you see.
Okay, so it is all over here at the Athletic Grounds. Many thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne on Co-com today. It's been a really good day for Donegal. Jason McGee stepping up with 4 points. Gavin Mulroney saved the penalty. He pulled off a couple of other saves from Oisín Conaday, and he scored 4 points as well. Also getting into the scoring act was Conor O'Donnell. The big moment in the game, certainly in the second half, one of the big moments. He, of course, scored that goal. Listen, other players that were on the score sheet, Conor McCahill, Shane O'Donnell, Ryan McHugh, Owen Bangaller, Oisín Gallen got a couple, and as usual, Michael Langan, he steps up with his contribution of a couple of two-pointers, and defensively at the back brilliantly, the likes of Brendan McCall, and as always, young Finbar Rorty. The reaction, as I told you, Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life is on duty for Highland Radio Sport today as well. He's down there trying to get some reaction from the victorious Donegal camp, and if we get anything before 6 o'clock, we will get it to you aired on Sunday Sport. If not, it will be available on our website, highlandradio.com. Time to bid farewell from the box at Athletic Grounds here in Armagh, a day in which Donegal have taken victory on the road. It's 4-4, final score. Armagh, 19 points. Donegal, 120.